Well, late last year, I felt to read Joshua. I read every word, read all the way through. And then I felt to read Judges. I don't ever do that. And then I felt to read 1 and 2 Samuel, and I did that. Well, most of our real life material in this year has come from those books. It's been a blessing that I'd already read it all, that I'd already thought about it all. The Spirit of the living God on the inside knows exactly where you should be reading, what you should be studying, what verse is going to be real to you, what verse is going to help you overcome. And as you grow up, you begin to allow the Spirit of the living God to impact your spirit and to draw from the Spirit, your Spirit and the Holy Spirit, in union together in order to be ready to overcome, in order to daily overcome. Now, our children were in a car accident. They were in 11th and 12th grade. They're that close in age. And they called me early in the morning and said, your children, some child called and said, are you Joel's mother? And I said, yes, he's been in an accident. So in such a corner. And, of course, the radio said they were dead, so that was really good news. But you see that they weren't dead. But for weeks, I'd go under that very traffic light because it's down from the house. And every time I go under that traffic light, my heart would say, no weapon formed against you will prosper. That's a verse in Isaiah. See, the Lord was preparing me. He was causing me, impacting my heart so that I could stand and having done all to stand. Now, when I got the corner, they asked me, Joel had been loaded. They're both unconscious. He'd been loaded in the ambulance. And Suzanne's still laying in the middle of the road. Nobody's watching her. I was horrified. She's towards the edge of the road, and the cars are just driving around her. I just was absolutely horrified. And they finally loaded her up. I'm standing out there guarding her. I thought, what's wrong with these people? You know, and I don't know. They were busy, and Joel was unconscious, but he was fighting them like a tiger. He was just knocking just everywhere. Part of him was conscious, and part of him was unconscious. And they said, how old is she? I didn't know. I said, you know, I should know that. And they said, where does she go to school? And I thought, can't remember. You can't depend on your mind. It ditches you at most critical moments. But you know what I knew? On the inside, the word of the Lord kept rising. No weapon formed against you will prosper. That's what I knew. They said, well, you think she's high school or middle school? I said, what does she look like to you? And he said, I think she looks like a high schooler. I said, that works for me. I don't know. You cannot trust your mind. You cannot mentally comprehend. It's in the Spirit where the Holy Ghost reigns, that He teaches you and that He prepares you and that He impacts you with the Word and with thoughts that are going to put you over. And you process those thoughts. Your meditation is the process of processing those thoughts. It's like camping in one spot. And the Holy Ghost had kept me camped in that one scripture. Over and over again, I'd read that and I'd thought about that. Now, Wayne was an art student, and he had to do some calligraphy, and so he calligraphied part of the 91st Psalm. We had just moved into our house not too long before. We've been there now since 1970. And I put the calligraphy of the 91st Psalm in the living room, and every time I'd go past, I'd read it. And we had a lot of snakes when we first moved there. You know, snakes have to know that this is no longer their territory. They have to learn. We had a lot of snakes, curl snakes and all kinds, and pygmy rattler and other things, and I had developed a little bit of fear. But every time I'd go by and read that, I just was reading it because it was Wayne's work. And I appreciate it. It was beautiful work, and it was a scripture. But the scripture works. The scripture works. It works. It works. It works. And one day I realized I'm not afraid of man or beast. We had my sister babysitting one day, and the snake crawled under the lawnmower. Well, Joel was standing right there, and she hollered at him, jump up on that lawnmower, jump up on that lawnmower. She was horrified. And I guess she was more horrified than I wasn't horrified when she called me on the phone. There's a snake, there's a snake, there's a snake under the lawnmower. I put Joel on the lawnmower. I can't reach him. I can't get around the snake. I said, oh, okay. Because fear had left. Because the Word of God is the power of salvation, the power of deliverance, the power of freedom. Now, I'm not a fool. We handled that. Two ladies walking on our property came up the house and said, you have a hoe. My first thought was, I wonder what you ladies are doing on our property because it's no trespassing. But anyway, I said, yes, ma'am. I got the hoe out of the shed and I handed it to him. She said, you're not coming? I said, for what? She said, there's a snake down there. So I could see they were terrified, and so I went down, and I was only at that point moderately terrified. See, the Psalm was still 91st Psalm, still working. It's still working. The Word works. It works, it works, it works, it works, it works. And I went down and I looked, and that thing is cold and has rattles. I thought, oh, this is not my kind of snake. This is not the one. And they can jump their length. And so I'm trying to figure out, how long do you think he might be? But I killed him. And I buried him. I was amazed. You see, the Word is working mightily in me. The Word is working mightily in me. I don't go by circumstances, what I feel or see, because the Word is working mightily. You have to grow up. You have to grow up in the Word. It's a process. It's a process. You know, you had to learn to drive. We have a bridge. And one of the children coming down the driveway. Now the bridge has been reconstructed. It's not quite as sharp as angle, but it was at a real sharp angle. You had to turn the car just so. And you don't want to run off the edge of the bridge, by the way, because it's about a 20-foot drop or more into the water. And one of the children just couldn't get that. You know, we're all talking at the edge of the bridge. Said, wait, brake, put on your brake. I'm thinking, I'm not into a swim today. And so Wayne went down and put telephone posts on this side. And then on this side, he chopped them in pieces and put them on this side so that you'd be have difficult, so you could get right on the end of the center of that bridge as you crossed it. See, we did all we could to help them to grow and to help them to learn and to get them across the bridge. Now, I can go across that bridge, I wouldn't, but I probably can go across it 60 miles an hour. I mean, there's no speeding zone there anyway, it's just me and Wayne. Wayne and I, because I've been across it. I could almost go across it in my sleep, you know, because I've been over it and over it and over it. I know you go this way and 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 this way. By reason of use, you see. It says by reason of use. Some things happen because you've done it over and over and over. You've read it, you've meditated, and you've pondered it, and you've begun to grow up.